Now it's time to catch up with Diana O'Carroll for our question of the week.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week on The Naked Scientists. This week we've a very sticky question.
Hello, my name is Brian Starkey, and my question is, from where do permanent magnets get their energy or power? I can put a fridge magnet on a fridge, and it seems as if it will stay there forever with no sign of any power source. Also, if I try to push the light poles of two bar magnets together, my arms will grow tired long before the magnets grow weak. Yet again, there is no power or energy source. Can we not harness this invisible and seemingly endless source of energy?
Why do magnets stick to fridges like your granddad sticks to sherry for the whole of Christmas Day?
Hi, Master Ray. I taught physics at the University of Birmingham until I retired 2 or 3 years ago. At this time of year, many of us will decorate our fridges by attaching magnets carrying pictures of Christmas puddings, holly, Father Christmas, snowmen, and so on. And one advantage of these magnets is they're easily removed and replaced when Christmas is over. Ryan Starkey asks, how can they stay in the fridge when there is no obvious power source holding them up? Well, the first point to note is that we don't need any energy to stand still. A stationary car with its engine turned off doesn't use any petrol. Power is required only when the engine starts turning and the car starts moving. What we have in the case of a fridge magnet is the magnetic force pulling the magnet against the iron door. This then leads to a frictional force that stops the magnet sliding down under gravity. But once the magnet is in place, no energy or power is consumed keeping it there. It's not very different in principle to sticking the magnet onto the fridge using glue. When Brian pushes the two light poles of a magnet together, he has to apply a force and use energy. If they're then allowed to move apart, this energy is released and converted back into motion. And if he holds them together without letting them move, no more power is needed. It's perhaps easier to understand this if we think of the magnets being supported by a rigid frame instead of by a person. There's no movement, there's no consuming of power. Why then do Brian's arms grow tired if he's not doing any work? Well, this is all to do with biology and the complex way our muscles work. Chemical energy has to be burned to keep them stiff and able to exert pressure. But magnets are not like that. They exert a force, push each other apart, and they do not consume any power as long as they don't move.
We could use magnetism to power our Christmas tree lights, as it will induce an electrical current in a conductor. That's the basic principle of a dynamo. But this only happens when you move the conductor through the magnetic field, so you'll need something else to power this motion. Anyone got a perpetual motion machine? Anyway, have you ever found those tree lights in a tangle? Listen to this.
Hi, this is Francis Tapon, and I'm calling from San Francisco, and I've listened to The Naked Scientist while I was walking across America for 7 months, and I'm addicted to your show. I had a question, though, while I was walking, and it's about tangling wires, because I would put my MP3 player into a pocket, and every single time I pull it out, the wires are completely tangled up. In fact, they're so tangled, I couldn't even do it myself. My question is, why do wires get tangled?
And following that, we'll be dealing with a problem that never goes away.
Hello, this is Anand. I'm calling from Colchester, and this is my question. I want to know how the boomerang works and what's the principle behind that.
So if you know why headphones and fairy lights never seem to come out of the drawer in the neat loops you put them away in, or why boomerangs come back, let me know by sending an email to questionoftheweek@thenakedscientist.com. Alternatively, put your ideas in our forum at thenakedscientist.com/forum. That's all for this question of the week. Merry Magnetic Christmas, guys.
Thanks, Diana. And yet again, this question did get a great response.